Thank you as you guide us through the scriptures, Lord of glory. Thank you for the revelation knowledge of your word and the word of your person. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for pouring forth your glory like a river upon us all as we hear your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for grace to rightly divide your word. Thank you as you speak through me. I'm but a child, Lord. Thank you, Lord of glory, that we are hearers and doers of the word of God. We won't leave here the same way as we have come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that as you speak, you touch our hearts. You touch every life under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everybody says amen. Amen. We thank God for the voice of the word of God in our midst, and we give him all the glory. Please let's open to 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. Excuse me. First John chapter 4. Before we read verses 9 to 10, we see it all over the scriptures that God so much loved you and I. No matter how much we love ourselves individually, you know, we can love ourselves, want things the best in quote for ourselves. God loves us more than we can ever love ourselves. Amen. We have to truly understand that no matter how much I love myself, God loves me more than myself. No matter how much you love yourself, God loves you more than you can ever love yourself. And so we see the God we serve is a unique God. And you may say, how is that? The scripture is quite clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We have to understand that the Father and the Son are the same glory. The same glory. So every pain, everything the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, went through, the Father too went through it. All what the Father will do is what the Son did. And all what the Son did is what the Father will do. They are one and same. And so we have to understand that he gave himself for us so that we can live. Do you know that as much as we love ourselves individually, when we see death coming, we run. And yet, God, in the person of his Son, willingly allowed death to kill him for you and I. So you can see the difference. Please let's read 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And so you see a key. He gave his Son to us. His Son saw that we needed to be raised up from the dead, for we were dead under sin. He gave his life. And now that we are the living in Christ Jesus, we have to live by him. Remember, look at that scripture again, the last sentence in verse 9, that we might live through him. The reason he gave his Son to you and I is to help us in every area of life. to help us with everything on the face of the earth, to help us to live successfully as God says success is, not what we think. So he gave us his son not only to die for us and raise us up in himself as he was resurrected, but that in every stages of life, every moment of life, with everything in life, he will help us. Amen. And as we read Psalm 121 this morning, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. So you can see, the Lord gave his son to help us. Remember, the scripture says, upon Mount Zion, there's what? Deliverance and holiness. And the house of Jacob possesses their possession. And who is set upon Mount Zion? The Lord Jesus. Because Psalm 2 is very clear. He has set his son. He said, sit at my right hand side. So he has set his son for us to help us in every area of life, to help us with little things. Don't think there are things that are too small for God to handle, or that you can't tell him every detail of our lives. The Lord wants us to ask him for help. That's the reason why he gave his son to help us. He is the helper of we, the helpless, in every area of life, with every issue of life. Don't withhold any aspect of your life from him. Please, let's open also to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. You will see that we are to live by Christ. The scripture is quite clear in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 28. In him we live and move and have our being, for we are his offspring. In Christ we live, in Christ we move, in Christ we have our being. We belong to Christ. We are sons of God in Christ Jesus. He is our everlasting Father, so that he will help us. A father looks after a child, and we thank God that we have our Lord Jesus, who is our everlasting Father. Remember, Isaiah chapter 9 called him the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Wonderful Counselor. And so in Christ, we have a Father who helps us. We have a Father who helps us. Let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Please, let's go. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See a key. The life that I now live in the flesh as born again, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So we see a great key. The life we live now as believers, we live by the faith of the Son of God. Faith to believe everything the scripture says concerning the Son of God. And that faith comes as we hear the very report of the Lord. For the Bible is the report of the Lord Jesus. The Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, is the report of the Son of God. Also called the Lord. All over the Old Testament, he is the one referred to as the Lord, helping out, doing things, helping the helpless, for he is the helper of the helpless. And in his days in the earthen vessel, you see how everybody went to him according to faith. They believed the report, and they went to him based on the report, and he helped them. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And now that he has gone back to heaven, he gave us his spirit. He still visits his own. He's still in the business of helping you and I, for he has not changed. His love is still the same. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so again, we see the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, please underline that, who loved me and gave himself for me. So you see, Jesus already showed us his love by taking our place on the cross of Calvary. He took the shame, the punishment, everything. He paid the price for your sins and my sins. And when he paid the price, he was raised up, raising us up in himself. Now we are no longer dead in sin. We are the living, living in Christ Jesus. We are new creatures. The old sinful spirit is gone. Now we have a new spirit. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away and all things have become new. So we have a new spirit man. We are born again in Christ. Christ showed us his love. He did all that for us. And he has not stopped showing us his love. That's the mistake we make. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not lost his power to help us. In fact, he is increasing every day. We give God all the glory. And so again, the Son of God who loved you and I, and I'm telling you, he's willing to help you and I always. And we thank God. Please, let's open to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. The man of God was quoting the scriptures today. In fact, he was already singing and preaching what the Lord is teaching us today. Amen. We give God all the glory that the Spirit is the same. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7 to 11. Please let's go. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Amen and amen. You can see Jesus who loves us is in the business of giving us good things. I tell you, that's why the scripture says, Beloved, I will above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And so we see good things. And he says his thoughts, his plans towards you and I, they are good, not evil. Plans to bring us to his own expected good end. And so we see good things come from the Lord for you and I. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 9 and we will see Jesus is our everlasting Father. The Father gives good gifts to his own. And we've seen it that the good Father gives good things to his children. And we are the children of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our own everlasting Father. Just as the Father of glory, who is his Father, he's also called the Ancient of Days, looks after his son. He went there to raise up his son after he had paid the price. He did not leave him there. Same thing too. Jesus will never leave us in the troubles of life. He will always help us. He will always deliver us. He will always come for us. He will always look after his own because he's our everlasting Father. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 9. Let's read verse 6 first of all. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. See, that is quite clear, that the Messiah is our very own Everlasting Father. And we see how he gives good gifts. He will help us. We have to understand this very aspect of him. He will help us. And please, let's open to Psalm 57. Remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is the same Jesus called the Lord, doing things in the Old Testament. We see how he went to our father of faith, Abraham, how he helped everyone in the old. He helped everyone. He was outside of the flesh. He was spirit, and in his days in the earthen vessel, spirit was made manifest in the flesh. He came to dwell in the flesh, and they touched the flesh of the one who was dwelling in that flesh. It's just like you and I now. The real you is not what we are looking at. The real you is your spirit man. And we give God all the glory. So before he was made manifest, he was already doing things. God is spirit. He's everywhere. His son is spirit, helping, doing things, helping people, raising up the dead, everything. Look at everything in the Old Testament, the books. You see the Lord Jesus doing things there. Himself and his glory, the Holy Ghost doing things. And in his days in the earthen vessel, in the new, we see the very things done in the old did he do in his days in the earthen vessel. And now he's out of the earthen vessel. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not stopped doing what he does. All we have to do is keep looking into the scriptures to understand the person of Jesus. Before we read Psalm 57, let's open to Hebrews 13 and let's see a key there. Hebrews 13, let's first take verses 5 and 6. We see the same thing. The Lord, everybody in the day of his manifestation, they knew it was the Lord who will come and dwell in the flesh, the Lord of the Old Testament, the one who led Israel. They knew he was the one to be made manifest in the flesh, and that to recognize him, he will do everything he does in the old. If you read all of the old from Genesis to Malachi, you will see the works of the Lord. So they knew it is the same God who will be made manifest in the flesh, and that he will do everything he has been doing in the old. And so they came to him based on that faith that he who is the Messiah will fulfill all the scriptures. He will fulfill all the scriptures. So they allowed the Holy Ghost to teach them. Those who came to him by faith. Remember, the just shall live by faith is in the old. the just shall live by faith is also in the new. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So their faith was based on the word of God, for they kept hearing the word of God. And they came to him, to the Lord, the same Lord of the Old Testament, is now made manifest in the new. But look at what Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says. Let's read that first of all. Please, let's read it. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Please underline that and note that. The same Lord of the old is the same Lord who was made manifest. Is the same Lord now helping us. The same Lord who worked miracles in the old, worked the same miracles in the new, and is still in the same business of working those same miracles. All is left is for us to understand how to approach him, to understand how to receive help from him. Please, let's read verses 5 and 6 of that same Hebrews chapter 13. Please, let's go. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen, in Jesus' name. See a key. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us. It's also in the old and the new as well. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. See this? Just as he helped all those he healed, all those he fed, all those things he did, helping all those who came to him in his days in the earthly vessel, he still does the same now. Remember, he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I. He's still in the business of helping. And remember, they gathered unto him in his days in the earthly vessel. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's open now to Psalm 57. So they understood all this, that the Messiah to come, and he hath already come, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will always help them. He's the helper of the helpless. He hasn't stopped helping you and I. Yes, he's not in the earthen vessel now. But I tell you, he's actually in the earthen vessel. For he's in you and I. Christ in us. Our hope of glory. And so, he dwells on the inside of us. We give God all the glory, and he will always help us. And he's in our midst. I tell you, we're not alone. No. Friends may leave, husband may leave, wife may leave, children may leave, everybody may leave. You are not alone. Jesus is with you. He says he will never leave you, he will never forsake you. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You may be a twin, but I tell you, Jesus sticks closer than your twin. We give God all the glory. Are we in Psalm 57? Please, let's read verse 2. In fact, let's take it from verse 1 to 2. Please, let's go. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. See that? Unto God that performeth all things for me. Now you understand why they sought the Lord for this scripture. Was also part of what is in their mind, in their hearts, that the Messiah will perform all things for them. And it's still the same thing. The Messiah will perform all things for you and I. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's not the only place. Please, let's also open to Psalm 145. Remember, this was King David, whom the Lord opened his eyes to see the days of the Messiah ahead. He saw by the Holy Ghost the manifestation of the Messiah in the earthen vessel. David saw all what the Messiah did, even thousands of years before Jesus was made manifest. He saw everything. Remember, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. And he also said, the Lord did not allow him to see corruption. Psalm 16. He saw the days of the Messiah and he was led by the Holy Ghost to write all those days for us. So also, father of faith, Abraham, saw the days of Christ. And he did what? He rejoiced. He rejoiced. And it's the same thing too. The days of people being helped. Those days are not gone. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Please, let's read Psalm 145 from verse 14 to the end. Please, let's read it. Please, let's go. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. His name is blessed forever and ever. The name given to us. We give God all the glory. Let's look at the next verse, chapter, Psalm 146. Let's take it from verse 5 to 10. Please, let's go. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turned upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. He is the King of kings. He reigns forever. He is on the throne of David. The sure mercies of David belong to him. Now we've seen how he helps, how he's our hope, how he looks after the fatherless. Those that be bowed down, he raise up. He helps every one of us. And you can see they knew all this. The widows, everyone went to him. They knew he is the helper of the helpless. And so again, we see a great key. The Lord helps you and I. The Lord will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So what should we do? What should we do? Let's open to Romans chapter 8. First of all, every time we come to church, we have to expect him to help us with things of life. We have to know that we have a hope in Christ. He loves us so much. You can see, even in his days in the earthen vessel, if you read the Gospels, you will see how he helped the helpless. He raised up the dead. But they came to him based on the report they have heard. And that report is in the Old Testament. So now we have both the report of both old and new, and we come to him based on the report. Please let's read Romans chapter 8. Let's take it from verse. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Romans chapter 10. Sorry. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Let's take you from verse 13. Please, let's go. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Let's stop there before we continue. Now we see a key. Everyone that calls upon him is saved from the situation of life. All that were sick, they cried out to him, he saved them. All that were demon possessed, they went to him, he saved them. But see a key. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom? Him of whom they have not what? Heard. So you see a key. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, speaks concerning Jesus. It is also called the testimony of Jesus. It is also called the report of the Lord. And that Lord is Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Amen. So you see, how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? When we are hearing the words of Jesus Christ, as we are now going through the scriptures, called the testimony of Jesus, called the report, the Holy Ghost is making us to understand the person of Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord God. The word of God. Faith is flowing, and we use that faith to believe what we know. For as we are hearing, we are understanding and knowing the person of Jesus according as he is written. We have to, by the Holy Spirit, identify Jesus with the words of the Bible. We have to see the person of Jesus in the Bible. And so when we are knowing him according as the Bible says he is, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, faith is flowing to believe what we know of him. I tell you, If you know that the man sitting by the roadside is a pauper, will you go and ask money from him? In fact, he will ask you money, isn't it? But if you know that this person perhaps is a rich person, you know, perhaps a millionaire, you see his yacht, well, you may ask him, isn't it? And it's the same thing too. If you know that our Lord Jesus, according as it is written concerning him, that he can help, he has power to help, and that with him nothing is impossible. If you know that every impossibility, no matter the impossibility, that he has the power to turn it around, you will ask him. You will seek him because you believe that he can what? Help you. But if you don't study the scriptures, you will not know the person of Christ. And so you just come to church. Okay, they said we should come to church. Everybody goes to church, and you follow the crowd and you go to church. And of course you live the same way, because you have not made a demand on the Lord Jesus, who is in our midst, because you don't know. My people perish for lack of what? Knowledge of truth. Jesus is truth. And so the problems of life will overcome you because of lack of knowledge of your help. You did not know that Jesus can help you. And it's not his fault. So that problem of life will overcome that person because of lack of knowledge of Jesus. And that person may die in their problem. So really, it's not that the enemy overcame that person. It's the ignorance of truth. It's just like somebody setting a table of blessing in a place, okay, invited everybody. And you as a guest, you went there. And you know there's this table filled with goodies. And you sat there. And then at the end of the whole event, and said, oh, how are you? And oh, I'm so hungry. But did you not know that that is for you? Said, oh, I just saw the things. I didn't know that we're supposed to take it. Thou preparest a table before me in the what? The presence of my enemies. And thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. My people perish for lack of knowledge of truth. It's because we don't know Jesus. Jesus is the truth. So we come before him and we live the same way because of lack of knowledge of the person of whom we have come to worship. We live with our problems. And then we go seeking for human beings, running all over the place for the latest prophet in town. And yet we have left Christ in the church. Cause is he that trusted in man, isn't it? In the arm of flesh. But blessed is he that trusted in the Lord. Please let's open to it. We will come back to that Romans something. Jeremiah 17, I think. Yes. Let's zero down to verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the hearth in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. My people perish for lack of knowledge, isn't it? I mean, look at But look at verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. That's, we have to understand the scripture keeps telling us Jesus is our hope. Jesus is the one we have to believe, because another meaning to trust is believe, total belief, trusting him to look after you on the face of the earth all of your days in this earthen vessel with all the problems of life. We have to return back to the trusting of Jesus to help us. All these centuries, all these years, we've been trusting in man, and yet we're still complaining. Nothing is done, isn't it? We still have issues in life. We've been trusting in the sons of men, and it has always been problems. From one generation to another is the same thing. Cause is he that trusted in man, whose trust is in the arm of flesh. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected truth, you have rejected Jesus, he also will reject you. For without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. How do we think if we don't trust in Christ, if we don't believe in him, he will help us? We don't trust in God. We don't believe he can help us. And then we are crying, God, God, God. He will shut his ears. Because you have rejected truth. Truth is what? Believing truth, hearing of truth, to know truth and believe. And Jesus is the truth. He says, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. And verse 7 says, once you know Jesus, you know his Father, for they are one and the same. And so again, we see the trusting in Christ. So we have to know him. Please, let's go back to Romans chapter 10. Verse 14 again. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? The Holy Ghost is also called the preacher, you know. He is the one preaching now. You may think it's my voice. No, he's guiding us through the scriptures. So the Holy Ghost is also called the preacher. The scripture is quite clear. Thy sons shall be taught of God, and grace shall be their peace. And John chapter 6 verse 45 says, everyone that is taught by the Spirit of the Father comes to Jesus. In other words, they come to his knowledge. They come to him to ask for help because they know the person of Jesus. And so again, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? So how can you believe in Christ? How can you make a demand if you don't know him? Do you see now why we encourage every one of us that at home, at least even if it's one verse, study the Bible, read the Bible, even if it's one verse a day. Always just pray, Holy Spirit, help me to understand in the mighty name of Jesus. Simple prayer. And you read it. Have that heart that I want to know Jesus, who is truth. I want to know truth. The most important thing on the face of the earth is truth. And who is truth? Jesus Christ. The most important thing in heaven is truth. Who is truth? Jesus Christ. His Father is truth. He is truth, same as the Father. And so the most important thing in our lives is to know the truth. That is, know Jesus. Have the knowledge of Jesus. I tell you, that is what you can give to your child, encouraging them to know truth. That is the real pearl, the real inheritance. Searching the scriptures to know the person of Jesus. is like the man who was digging, searching a field, digging, till he stuck water, or till he found a pearl. What did he do? He went to sell all what he had so as to buy that field because of the pearl. So you can see how precious the knowledge, knowing Jesus, is. For by what you know, will you believe and come to him to help you? I have no power to help you. In fact, I have no power to help myself. So there you are. And we're all sons of men. So no man has power to help self. If we have power to help self, we will have raised up ourselves from the dead. We wouldn't have needed help. See? But we have fallen into sin, become powerless, because sin is death and no power, no more divine power. The Holy Ghost, the glory of God, departed from Adam and Eve. We lost the glory. In the glory of God is the power of God. So we could no longer raise up ourselves. And so we needed Jesus to raise us up. And so without Jesus, we won't be in his kingdom. And so nobody, don't let's fool ourselves. Nobody has power, only God. And when you search the scriptures, you will understand, you will know that only Jesus is your hope. Only Jesus is my hope. Nobody else. You will start to search. You start to know him. And as you know him, you will come unto him believing what you know of him and make a demand. You will make a demand. And so again, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you and I, we must endeavor to hear the word of God. Take your Bible at home. You help yourself and your household and your children, all your descendants. If you pass on the love of truth, knowing the truth, knowing Jesus, searching the scriptures, telling them they have to learn to read the Bible to know Jesus for themselves. They have to seek the congregation of the saints where Jesus is preached according to the word of God. Allow the Holy Ghost to teach them the person of Jesus, so that the faith that is flowing as they are hearing the word of God, they will use that to believe Jesus. For we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. So, according as it is written, we believe in Jesus under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And then we speak to him based on the words that we believe of him, making demand, asking him for help in every area of life. If you have troubles with your children, search the scriptures. Go to Christ to help you. He's here in our midst. He's in you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. If you have troubles of life, no matter the situation, go to Jesus. Search the scriptures. Jesus will help you and I. It is the truth, the Jesus who is truth, that we know, that will set us free from the troubles of life. Those are things we have to understand. And so you have to understand that the preacher, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Let's look at verse 16. But they have not obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? See a key, the believer of the report of the Lord Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. We have to believe everything the Spirit is saying as He guides us through the Scriptures concerning Jesus. He's the Son of God. He's the one who will help us. We have His name to ask of Him help. We turn to Him. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us, for He is faithful. He has power to help us. All we have to do is keep trusting in Him. Keep looking to Him. Keep looking to Him. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Before we look at Hebrews 11, 6, let's look at Isaiah 53, verse 1. Okay, let's read it. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Let's go again. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Note something. The arm there is the power. The power. The Lord there is Jesus. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, it says there Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. So you can see the arm represents the power. The Lord there is who? Jesus. Now you will have the power of the Lord Jesus in operation in your life based on your belief of the report. See a key? Who has believed our report? You see, you believe the word of God concerning Jesus from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. You study the scriptures. You also come to church. As we are having church now, we are going through the scriptures under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. So we are learning the report of the Lord Jesus, the testimony of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. We are having the revelation of the person of Jesus Christ. Remember John chapter 5 verse 39 says, search the scriptures. In there you think you have life. These are the same scriptures that speak of me. Because He is the way, the truth, and the life. These are the words of life. And Jesus is the life. And so again, who hath believed our report? That was what Romans chapter 10 was quoting. The belief of the report of the Lord Jesus. The belief of the person. This is the testimony. What God is saying about the person who has the power to help us. God is revealing to us the person of Jesus. How He is mighty. How He does all things. How with Him nothing is impossible. How He will help us. How is our hope. He is telling you and I the report of Jesus so that we believe and look to Him. Let's open to 1 John chapter 5. You will see it is the same thing. Thank you, Jesus. No trouble of life should overcome you and I. And I tell you, if we love our children, we start to nurture them right from babyhood of the person of Jesus, so that all of their days on the face of the earth, they will look to Jesus for help. Even when we go to be with the Lord, we are confidently assured that Jesus will help them. And we tell them to tell their own children, passing it on so that all of their days on the face of the earth, they will receive help. Haven't you heard? I've been young, I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So the Lord is faithful to you, to your seed, to 1,000 generations, if you know and believe the report of the Lord. The same Lord who is faithful, we have to know. Please, let's read 1 John chapter 5. Let's take it from verse 4 to 15. Okay, let's go. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. See, our help from Jesus is linked with belief of the report, the testimony of God from Genesis to Revelation, telling us Jesus is the Son of God. All what Christ does, that's what God does. And so, They in his days in the earthen vessel, they knew all what God did, the Son of God in the old. And they were waiting. They knew the person to come will do the same thing, will speak the same words, not different, and will do the same things according to the same words. For the Father filled him with truth. So everything is done according to truth and is by truth. And so they knew. And so they went. They made a request. See the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I may only just touch the hem of his garment. For she knew Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. For upon them that fear him shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his what? Wings. So she knew, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And I tell you, there was a place he went to, and they all came to him. When they knew he was there, they begged him, let all our sick, all those who need help, let us just touch the hem of your garment. Because they knew Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. The Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. And always Jesus will tell them, your faith made you whole. because they believe the report. The belief of him is so important. So individually, we all have to be studying the Bible at home. My belief of him will get me what I want according to his word. Your belief of him will do the same for you. You have to know the Jesus you serve. You have to know your help. I look up to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. You have to know your help. You have to know that your help is in him and that he has power to help you. And that's where faith comes in. For as you are reading, studying, hearing the words of your help under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, you believe him more and more. And then you speak with him. When we are praying, we are speaking to our Lord Jesus the words that we believe. For without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. They that come to him must believe that he is, according as it is written, that he be, he is. That's exactly. He does all those things. Believe him based on the word of God that he does those things. Believe in him and make that request. And so again, you see how knowing him, believing in him, is linked to receiving answered prayers. And you have to understand the truth that he is the Son of God. You cannot remove from Christ, for that is his power. The Son of God, only God has power to help. So if your Jesus is not the Son of God, it won't work. My Jesus is the Son of God. My Jesus is God the Son. My Jesus made the heavens and the earth. My Jesus is the resurrected Christ. He has power, you see. Once has he spoken, twice have I heard. Power belongs to God. And so again, we see a key all over the scriptures. We see God. God showing himself. In closing, let's open to 1 Timothy chapter 15 and 16. We see a key. He has come to show himself. God is showing us he is God so that we can trust in him. He loves you and I so much. He loves to help you and I, but we have to know him. The key is exactly what is written of God is what he does. He will not do my own will or your own will. He does his will, and his will is his word. He has plans for you and I. So he will perform his will in our lives, in every problem of life, in every situation. And that is why we have to be looking to him. We have to also trust, believe that no matter the situation, all things work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to his plans and purposes. He will work all things together for my good, for your own good, no matter the situation, no matter what is going on. He will always do good things for us. No matter how we are left alone, in quote, in that trouble of life, he is there with us and he will sort it out. We will rejoice. He will perform good things. He is faithful. In fact, you and I, we are not even faithful to ourselves individually. Can I be faithful to myself as Jesus is faithful to me? No. Only Jesus is faithful. And we have to know these things. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Let's take it from verse 15 to 16. Please let's go. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to believe, to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. That's the summation of our Lord Jesus, the Son of God. He was made manifest, preached on. So you can see, God and his word are one and same. And we give God all the glory. So preached on and then believed. There's belief of God, belief of the Son of God according as he is written. We can't do without that. And how do we believe if we are not hearing the word of God? For faith is used to believe God. And faith comes when we are hearing the word of God. If you are not hearing the word of God at home and in the congregation of the saints, faith won't flow from God. Forget it. He won't waste his time on anyone not hearing his word. He won't waste his faith. For it is quite clear, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you look at the whole of Proverbs, it says there we have to hearken. Be attentive to the word of God. Hearken, hear the word of God, because faith flows from God as we hear and hear. It is very important for us to understand these spiritual things. Faith will not flow from God if we are not hearing the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And we need faith to believe. To believe the same word of God. To believe Jesus according to the word of God that we're hearing. These are things we have to understand. Faith is not abstract. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is faith. Another name for God is faith. So God helps us to believe him as we're hearing the words of himself. For God and his word are one and same. These are things we have to understand and we cannot do without. Amen. Let's just quickly look at Hosea chapter 6 in closing. I know I've said that before. Don't worry. Forgive me. Hosea chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Because is very important. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to understand faith is another name for God. God comes unto us as we're hearing him. God is faith. And when we are knowing him, we have to understand. Let's just zero down to verse 3. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. See that? It is what we know that we believe of him, isn't it? And because we know him according as it is written, as we're hearing now, we're understanding and knowing the person of Jesus Christ. And because we believe what we know, as we cry out to him based on what we believe, he will do what? Come unto us. I tell you, you can't believe the person you don't know. You can't believe what you don't know. Forget it. It is what you know that you believe. And you can't know if you are not hearing what you ought to know. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that faith is used to believe what you know. And what you know is based on what you are hearing of the word of God. And so because you know, you believe what you know, he will come unto you. For without faith, it is still impossible to please God. So it is very important as we come to Christ, whether at home we want to pray or in the congregation of the saints, we have to believe the report of the Lord. Come believing Jesus' report. We have to believe the report of the Lord. We can't just come anyhow. And then we scream in the name of Jesus. It won't work. Don't you know? It is the people that know their God that shall be what? Strong and do great exploits. My people perish for lack of knowledge of truth. Jesus is truth. My people perish for lack of knowledge of Jesus. Because you have rejected the knowledge of truth, the knowledge of Christ, he has rejected you from being king. A king reigns over the problems of life by the power of God that is in Christ. And so these are things. In coming to him, we have to come believing Jesus' report. We have to believe. And so let's thank him for the word we've heard. Let's give him all the glory. Remember, we are gathered in his name. Where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there he is. And so we have come unto him. And thank him. Tell him you believe the Lord's report. You believe his report. What the Spirit has been saying, written down for us all, the Bible, concerning the Lord Jesus, we have chosen to believe, and we believe. Ask him that you want to know him so that you can relate, you can always fellowship with him based on that belief. You can always ask help. You can hope in him all of your days. He will be your rock, your support in this life. No man can support one another. No man can help one another. In fact, vain is the help of man. And to depend on man is a cursed thing. But to depend on Jesus is great blessing. And so ask him to help you to number your days so that you will apply your heart to wisdom, which is the word of Jesus, the Bible, so that you know him. For we've seen it that he comes personally to help those who know him. He will come unto us as the former and the latter rain together. He has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. In that life is the power of God, is the strength of life. Ask him to cleave your heart unto him always in all the situation of life, that he will help you to always look to him first and foremost. And I tell you one thing we have to understand as believers, we are dwelling in his sight. We are dwelling in the presence of Jesus. Wherever we are or we go to, Jesus is always with us. He says he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, and he will never fail us. We have to trust him. We have to learn to hand over the past, the present, the future, all of our tomorrows, the lives of our children, grandchildren, all our descendants, hand them over to Christ. He will never fail. He will always work all things together for our good because we love him. Those who love Jesus, they know him. For it's what they know, they will love of him. And so ask him to help you to really put him on top as the one who will help you. Everything, your household, everything pertaining to you, your spouse, your children, your extended family, hand them over into the hands of the Lord Jesus. He is the helper of we, the helpless. He is the one who turns every impossibility to possibility because power belongs to him. With Jesus, all things are possible. He knows how to work things right for us, whether in the workplace, or at home, or on the streets, amongst friends, amongst family, anywhere you go to, Jesus is always with you. You are carrying him on the inside of you. He never leaves. You have to know this and ask him that as you study the word of God, he becomes more real to you in your life. Make your own personal choice that all of your days on the face of the earth, Jesus is the person you will trust. He's your support. He's the rock. If you take man as your pillar, as your support, even if that person is faithful, one day the person will depart. Will you be seeking for pillars, or your children will be seeking for the next pillar? But Jesus is always there. He's constant. Even if you trust in man, the man may decide to withdraw his support, and you'll be left pillarless, rockless. But Jesus, our rock, is not like their rock. Our rock never fails. Our rock never leaves us. He will never forsake us. He is faithful. And our rock, after we've gone to be with him, our rock will move on to the next generation to help them on our behalf. For our rock is faithful. The same way he went to Isaac, the same way he went to Jacob, the same way he helped Joseph, our rock is faithful. The generation of the righteous, they are blessed. These are things we have to understand concerning our rock, concerning Jesus Christ, whose name we are gathered in. He is faithful. He's awesome. He gives rest to the soul in the midst of the troubles of life. For he is our rest. He is our rest. Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wreaks havoc all over the world. But Christ has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. And he says he's our rest, he's our peace. In the midst of the troubles of life, we have rest. For we are staying our mind on him. We are looking into the word of life. We are looking to him alone. So our mind, our spirit will have the rest and peace of Christ. All this we have to understand. Only believe. Only look to him. Only look to him. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord of glory, that you have spoken to us. Thank you, Lord of glory, that you are the rock of every life in this place. You are the rock of every household in this church. Thank you, Lord Jesus.